On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Like your voice, guy. Doing a great job every week live here in studio.
You keep that going. See you later, man.
Yep. Outstanding.
Close the door on the way out. Thanks.
Yeah. Wham.
Yep. Wake me up before you go.
I want to touch on something that will no doubt be near and dear to your heart.
And are you really just trying to get away from
your singing?
My singing? How dare you?
Frequently, that is my.
Yeah, right. Glycerine! Glycerine.
You good?
Well, I was, yeah. Loving you, needing you. I want to kiss you all over. All right, that's pretty much got it.
Okay. As someone with a minuscule bladder.
Oof.
Yeah.
I've actually taken mine right out, and I'm actually just dropping this right on your floor right now.
It's been suggested. Set up a large mayonnaise bottle or something.
Oh, we need bigger than that.
Yeah. Okay. Bragger.
I'm going to unfurl this.
Yeah, sure.
Thwack.
A couple of weeks ago, this made news. We wanted to talk about it. It just got pushed behind a bunch of other things, and it's kind of become a story across North America as other sports and entertainment venues admit to doing the same thing. But during one of the Edmonton Oilers' first round, I think, playoff games, they switched a couple of women's bathrooms to men's rooms and noted that it was because they were finding that their attendance wasn't 50-50, right? It was maybe a 70-30 men.
In the playoffs.
Yes. Men versus women split. They also put themselves in this fucking situation by selling tickets to stand on the concourse, meaning that people who've paid full money for tickets are now in line for the bathrooms with people who haven't. But that's a whole other issue. So
covered in a previous Tall Can Sports.
Right. So you find that a bunch of women now are standing for very long periods of time in line.
30 minutes.
Right. Like, good luck hitting that in an intermission, right? Like, obviously, an intermission.
You're missing chunks of games.
Big time. And so they were rightfully probably upset. The question then came out a couple of days later as people were losing their minds and ripping the Oilers in their arena and whatever. I said, do you ever do the opposite? Let's say Katy Perry is in town. Have you ever flipped?
They kept saying conferences.
Really?
I read that in the article too. A couple, and they said, yes, we're in fact in conferences. We flip it the other way.
Okay. Interesting.
So is that a bunch of women hiking their skirts up and sitting in a urinal?
Squatting. And
yeah, this is.
Well, there's always a couple.
It's got a nice little cup in the front there for you. This should be, you know, give yourself a little lean back. I don't know.
Have most cool of the arenas done away with the trough now? Because that was.
I don't know if I can't remember being in an arena with a trough.
I know the Gardens had the trough, Maple Leaf Gardens.
See, I never once was in the Gardens. I've never been in ACC either.
Keep
the streak alive,
I thought
baby.
Maybe for a concert.
None of the above.
Okay. They don't have troughs. The Dome, I think at one point,
Maybe.
Yankee Stadium, I was there in 07, still had troughs.
Carrier Dome in Syracuse.
Sure.
Big trough. Maracana Stadium in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Well, people are just pissing on the floor there.
Yeah, well, and actually in hugely sanitary ways, it's concrete. Like nothing honestly soaking up the urine as it sort of rolls away.
Sort of.
Savages.
Keep your fucking sandals at home.
Yes. Oh, trust me. Well, that's in Australia where they're peeing on the wall and it rolls down the wall and you're standing on a grate.
Come on.
Seriously. So it's sheet metal. Right
on the wall
that goes up to what nipple height, and then has these little spray water sprays down the wall. But you're pissing on the wall, and you're standing on a grate. That's in the Sydney airport. That's in a pile of their
that
you
is
know,
savage,
bars.
Man. To your shoes or your oh,
okay. Well, see, so that's where I'm standing.
You're at the back arcing it over.
Yeah. Well, no, and the guy next to me who happens to be my older brother. Is squirting like he's been saving it since Honolulu. Was 10 hours in the air, folks, just so you know. And he's pressure blasting the. And I'm wearing sandals, and I'm feeling spray on my bare foot. And I've also just got off the same 10-hour flight, not loving urine on my foot that's not my own.
Even then, I'm not going to be thrilled. But
okay, but we all
I'll
get
tolerate.
It. Right? We all get it. Go, oh, sure. That's my bad. Okay, but it's really my bad. And it's on
now,
my shoe. But
now you're looking at the guy beside
your...
you, going, "Fuck, man!
Seriously, there's 10 feet on the other side of you. Do you need to be rubbing my shoulder and urinating on my bare foot? I don't think so.
See, I would have believed that if you'd have told me that was at Maracana in Rio.
Yeah.
And Sydney International,
yeah.
No good, man. Put up a urinal on that wall.
Right. Or... And just so you know, I waited about 4 years, and then I pissed on his shoe.
Was he in it?
Yes, he was. And I just turned hosed right on it.
There's no glancing blow.
No, there you go. Hey, a dish best served cold.
Except the urine, not cold.
Hot. Yeah.
How did we get here again? Oh, Edmonton, you savages. Edmonton women just stand and pissing on grates.
Well, and see, and the thing, to me, I get it, and it makes a bit of sense, right? That you go, yeah, well, you know what? The clientele isn't 50-50. I get it. When now, she goes out and it's a woman, the general manager for Rogers Place or Rogers Arena or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Rogers Place, I believe.
And so she's saying, well, you know, there's more men in the playoffs because – the women folk stay home because it's, you know, playoff hockey and it's more important to men.
Yeah, I don't think that comment won her any favors from women hockey fans either.
Like, seriously,
Edmonton.
Like women don't buy their own tickets.
Right.
It's only, honey, I got to work tonight. I hear you, little lady, take this. Yeah, to me, that's a bit.
Yeah, not so good.
No, not so good.
So. It came out like across North America and they, you know, different publications are now asking their local arenas and they're all going, yeah, this happens all the time. Like now I guess you have to be careful turning women's bathrooms into men's rooms because granted they do take a little longer, right? There's a little more involved than just walking up to the grate in the floor and letting her fly on someone's foot.
Just keeping your feet wide, not even raising your skirt.
See, if they all just wore skirts, this wouldn't be a problem, I guess.
Hunch. How you like me now?
Do you think this is a...
No.
Because the problem becomes, and the people were losing their minds on the Edmonton Arena, is like, it's less than a year old. How can you already have bathroom issues? You didn't build it right. And you go,
yeah,
but this is like this at everything, right? Like when we went to, you and I went to, with a group of 5 people, only one of them was a woman, to the UFC in Montreal.
Yep.
And she was cruising through the washroom, right? She might have been one of 150 women in the building.
Okay, but you know what? I was also cruising through the bathroom there.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Now, I was just there. So that was a couple of years ago. I was just there
this was at the Bell Center in Montreal.
Yeah, and a couple months ago I was there leaving in the 100 level. They I'm trying to find the bathroom and they're like, yeah, you're in the bathroom. It was wider than the normal concourse is. There had to be 200 urinals in it.
Nice.
And honestly, probably 30 feet across. It was
palatial.
Huge. Yeah, no, for sure it was. That building is huge. And to me, it empties out into the subway quicker. The bathrooms.
Oh, yeah, your big concourses, everything.
They've
right?
done like, that building. Like other arenas should be looking at that and yeah. saying, bam, that's how you do it. Now, and you know what? It's steep.
Yeah.
So that all the levels are more over the arena. That's why it sounds louder.
Yeah, it's right on top of you.
It's bright. You watch games, playoff hockey games from there, and then you watch games at MSG, so in that Habs-Rangers
yeah,
series.
Yeah.
The lighting, the sound is perfect. Man. So to me, the Bell Center, they've done it perfectly.
But so the point was, you know, that certain events draw different demographics, and how do you properly accommodate that? Or do you think there was, like, obviously having women waiting in line for 30 minutes, they have a right to be pissed off.
Okay,
maybe overshot it a little bit, right? Right. I don't know how many they actually flipped.
Right. And it doesn't matter what you do. You know, look at the CTC here in Ottawa.
Yeah.
You go there, you go into the normal bathroom up in the 300s, there's maybe 20 urinals
yeah.
and two or three cubicles.
Yeah.
So we're going to flip that for women. And so what, three women can go now while all those urinals sit empty?
Well, but I don't think the point was that you were going to flip during this, right? It's going the other way.
No, no.
Where all the men can use the toilets and the
right,
women's
no, no.
room.
And I know. And what it comes down to is, I don't think it's unfair to say that women take twice as long in the bathroom.
Right.
You're doing whatever you're doing and sitting down. Most times we're just wandering up.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're going to the arena for a shit, something's gone wrong with your
taking a smell. Well, you know what? It happens all the time, man. There's no – how many times you go there, you go, who really, who's having a
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, it's true. And loudly.
Yeah. Like, okay, I think that speaks to itself right there, right? There wasn't a choice of whether I'm waiting till I get home. That's why there's the acoustics that accompany it. I couldn't wait.
That arena food is tearing me up.
Have you
right?
seen the parking out of here when I leave? It takes me half an hour just to get out into the street.
Everything okay in there, bud?
Right? No. And what are you going to do?
Right.
Can you pass me a damp cloth? Forget about a couple more dry squares. I could use a wet nap.
Yeah, it's those arena hot dogs that are just
you
torching
think,
people.
You think it's a hot dog. It could be a Swedish pus yeah, dog.
Yeah, gross.
Hey, you bite into that and it squirts
squish.
Everywhere. It's squirting you. It's squirting the guy next to you. There's more hot something in here than meat substitute or whatever that is.
Swedish pus dog. Google it. You'll love it. Or just visit any minor,
the guy,
tiny arena in
although the guy, yeah, we were,
southern Sweden.
Yeah, we were in Malmö.
Yeah.
Although the guy next to me was thoroughly enjoying his little chocolate bar with, I don't know, some kind of nut in it. Slapping his gums and smacking away. I should have went for that over the Swedish pus dog.
Sounds like. So there's nothing wrong with this. They should flip them back and forth as they need and see fit.
Yeah, and apparently, as you said, as other venues have come forward, yeah. it's not uncommon and it's not unheard of.
When Madonna plays the Air Canada Centre, they're probably flipping a couple of men's rooms.
Well,
right?
All I'm doing is I'm peeing in my conical bra, right, when I go to a Madonna show. Forget about standing in line, man. I'm not leaving anywhere. That's a good look too, man, just for the leather pants and a conical bra.
I'm not even familiar with that term.
It's one of those, you know, like you'd see in an opera, like a Viking.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
just
yeah,
the big hard. Yeah, anyways, yeah.
Okay.
It's like anything else, right? When you got to explain it, it just sort of goes.
I'm sure somebody out there enjoyed that.
Okay. Hey, whoever you are.
Thumbs up.
High five.
Now go get in line for the women's room
because yeah, exactly.
the line's
well,
going to
be in your conical bra. Right. You have one too, and you know what I'm talking about.
Have you been paying attention to our friend Mr. Trump this last week and his road to impeachment?
You know what? As long as we've been doing Audio Whiplash, we've been dealing with Trump, and to me, it's comfortable. It's very comforting. And fascinating.
When we've made an effort here over the last month or two to reel it in a little.
Well, now that he's president, you're like, well, whatever.
Well, but there was also a certain amount of it's everywhere, and it's just you can't get away from it. Let's be a little different. But sometimes it just is what it is and requires a little conversation.
Well, and I'm just waiting for the impeachment.
Well, like, yeah. Okay, so we don't want to get into every piece of it, but over the course of the last week, it came out that he revealed classified information to the Russians, has fired the head of the FBI, and it turns out the FBI has some memos that suggest that he wasn't really – shouldn't have done that. It came out that it turned – like it seemed every night there was something. It came out that it was the Israelis' information, and now they were super pissed, and that's a major ally in the Middle East.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of –
yeah, we're going to tell the Russians about, you know –
it turns out his son-in-law is now a person of interest in the Russian investigation. And my favorite one that came out today as we record this, and we've talked about this before, is it seems like everything he does, there is some troll out there who scrolls through his Twitter and finds him saying the exact opposite before he was elected.
Yeah, and he's releasing stuff. Like he's sending stuff in his conversation with the Russian
foreign minister and a diplomat. Yeah,
and he's saying things like, yeah, but I got rid of that guy.
Yeah.
And I fired him. It shouldn't be a problem now.
Yeah. The pressure was being ratcheted up on me, but I fired him, and so it's gone now. Okay. That is the definition of obstruction of justice, you fucker.
Well, and so now with the appointment of – and so to me, as I said to you before, and maybe it wasn't on
air. Let me get this tweet out first before it slips my mind, because they're in – today he is in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to address the leaders of something like 51 different Muslim nations.
On radical Islam.
Right. Now the – person who was chiefly in charge of helping him write the speech is the guy who helped him construct the attempted travel ban from Muslim nations and is not particularly sensitive to their. But the best one in terms of how it relates to his Twitter is Ivanka and who's the other one? Who's his wife? Melania or
Melania
will not be wearing headdresses, not head. What are they called?
A hijab.
Yeah, they have 50 different names for this one covers this much, and this one is for this purpose.
Yes.
They're not wearing any kind of headgear, we'll call it. Well,
yeah, headwear.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
So someone goes back to 2015 and finds a tweet of Donald Trump's that says, everyone who's praising, what was Barack's wife's name?
Michelle
Obama for not wearing any kind of headgear should realize that they were offended by this. We have enough enemies. Just wear it. Like,
just wear it.
And here he is today with his daughter and his wife, and they're celebrating that they won't wear it. And you just go, man, like, what? You don't have to make it this easy. Like,
yeah. And I love that they always do the little, they freeze the screen on his face.
Yes.
And he's always has that look
orange
on his face.
Orange goblin face.
Yeah. And he's doing, his lips are all, he's doing the duck lip thing. He's like squinting and man, it's fascinating.
It is. And so this is the whole thing is the NHL playoffs are going on right now. The Toronto Blue Jays are playing right now. And I am finding myself on CNN for at least an hour a night, like watching some of this stuff where normally, I'm the first to go, it's overblown.
It's overdone.
But it seems like every hour or every day, there's something new. And you go, I got to see what the hell this is all about, right? And
well, and at what point, you know, we talked about the Anderson Cooper thing.
Not on here. We haven't yet.
We, all right. Well, so he's on a show. It's Anderson Cooper and it's
360. It's his show. Yeah.
Jeffrey Lord, I think.
Yes,
is
that's it, right.
Who's an absolute Trump supporter?
Yep.
Right, and it's totally Anderson's point. You know, before he dropped the whole, you know, he could jump up and take a dump on his desk. You would still defend him.
And that is what Anderson Cooper said live on CNN to this guy who, no matter this Trump supporter who, no matter what he does, he's always being. He could take a dump on his desk and you'd back him.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy, and Jeffrey Lord is like, what? And he's smiling. He's like, what did you say?
Well, like, the part of this that's so...
he's incredulous.
The part of it that bugs me, though, is that it's almost scripted. Jeffrey Lord is employed by CNN to do exactly that. And we've talked about this before, hiring people to defend. Yeah. And Jeffrey Lord is one of them. And so you go, hey, that's a great line if you would hit one of, you know, the chief of staff with it or, but no, you're hitting another, it's pro wrestling. We got a guy from this side and we got a guy from that side and here they are, they're going to face
step
off.
Up. It's free. I'll serve anyone.
Right. And it's just, I mean, I guess I like Anderson Cooper, and I know what point he's trying to make, and I think he's the journalist of the two, certainly. But yeah, you just go, I don't know, it's not that brash to just smash someone else who's on the same payroll, right? Like,
yeah. Well, and the thing is, when does it end? What if you are, and you do have these people that are just paid shills for?
I almost understood it. I still hated it when it was the election. That is the president of the United States now. You shouldn't have to hire people and keep them on staff to defend his crazy shit.
Your shit's crazy. Well, and to me, yeah, I am continually fascinated by it. And I want to see how this unveils, because to me, you have a bunch of Republicans. You have a bunch of people in his own party. Like, people talk about, yeah, well, you know, Congress and the Senate, it's dominated by Republicans, and you have the Supreme Court. Yeah, yeah. Well, you have a bunch of Republicans who wouldn't mind sharpening up the knives, right? And saying, yeah, well, we're in here now. Let's get rid of that guy. Crazy as shit.
Don't you think it all comes down to the midterm elections that are coming in terms of holding the House, in terms of holding the Senate? Like, we can't have a, you know, how do we save face enough to still get reelected without tying ourselves to this clearly sinking ship?
Yeah. Cinder block, you mean.
Right. Like, you just, this is what it's all about at this point, is trying to hold the House. We may lose the president, but.
Well, and to me, that's what, well, and do they lose him or do they just impeach him? Because to me,
he'll resign. He'll never be impeached.
Okay.
For me.
Because to me, well, and that's a very valid point. And so to me, early on when they were talking about when he fired it, and they were making the comparisons to Nixon and then Watergate scandal, yes, and they were saying, well, no, that was actually a special investigator. It wasn't, you know. And so I was like, wow, man, you know what? Nixon has to be somewhere rolling over in his grave going, they're comparing me to that guy. That guy's, and you know, Nixon was I believe he was a governor of California. He was a vice president. He's a career politician.
Yes.
And a two-term elected president.
Right.
Now, he didn't make his second term. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, that's a guy who did a pile of civic work.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure, you know, he wished he didn't tape record and do a bunch of things. But to me, man, he's got to at some point be going, really? Really? And so now, with the appointment of a special investigator, shit's going to get interesting.
Well, and interesting
and real.
In the fact that the Democrats were excited's the wrong word, but very happy with the choice of investigator, right? That it was someone that both sides seemed comfortable with in terms of who was going to lead this investigation into the Russian thing. And that's going to spill off into a whole bunch of different things. They're going to have Jim Comey, they're the fired head of the FBI, come in and speak to in open session. They said after Memorial Day. How many more memos does he have? How many more?
Well, they showed a bunch of clips on the National. I was watching it last night. And they showed a bunch of clips where Trump tried to hug Comey.
Yes.
Right?
And he's just uncomfortable.
Comey sort of gave him the, you know, he just sort of.
That awkward man.
Give him a little right shoulder.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. Yeah. Don't touch me.
Yeah, don't, exactly. Right. And so.
But to be fair, they said that Comey was very much like that with Obama, too, because his role, he's law enforcement.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be. And so to me, that gives him extra credibility. He was just as distant with the former president.
No, and of course it does.
Yeah.
And really, whoever it is. Yeah. I don't want to be seen as being chummy with you.
Right.
That doesn't allow me to do my job impartially.
Right.
And so.
Or at least perceptually.
Yeah.
Right? If people see me cuddled up 20 years.
Well, that is, you know, a huge part of reality, right?
Well, certainly.
But to me, you make a great point, and how that shakes out with midterm elections, right? If you can say, all right, if we try and push this through with him still, what does that mean for us? Is there going to be a public backlash? Or do we go, get rid of that guy?
Yeah.
And see? Yes, we're still with you. We want to stay true to the people's movement.
Yes.
But that has now moved away in a different direction. Let's see if we can continue to forge a new
future.
Well,
there's some interesting talk going on, too, that involves, you know, you want to damage the Republicans' reputation for allowing this to happen, but the guy in line behind Trump is less of a clown, but just as much of a lunatic, right, in terms of the far right, the VP, right? And are you any better off with him
whose name escapes me.
Pence, isn't it?
I want to call him Mike Peluso.
I don't think that's correct. No, I think he played left wing for the Hartford Whalers in 92.
Peluso was all 92. He was actually Ottawa Senator. Okay. He was on that original team. Mike Peluso. Check him out, guys.
I think it's Pence.
Is it Michael,
name.
Though?
I don't know. But that he was the running mate and that everyone...
Six Pence?
None the richer, man. that he said, you know, that people were saying at the time that he was chosen as the running mate that he is a far right kind of...
Well, I think at this point, if he had less feces on his shoes...
Standing in an Aussie airport.
Yeah, I think it's the place to go. I think. But again, I am so interested in...
Well, so on CNN, I'm watching as a guy who wrote kind of an unofficial autobiography, or what do they call it when Trump didn't help you write it? But an unauthorized or whatever.
Yeah, an unauthorized autobiography.
And he said
An unauthorized biography.
Yeah. He said he spent enough time talking to him, and he does know him, but he didn't necessarily help with this project. He said Trump works in one mode. It's very binary. It's wins and losses. It's not right and wrong. It's wins and losses. And so every decision he has to make, it boils down to will I win or will I lose? And he is certain, and this is just one guy's opinion, but it made a lot of sense to me. Knowing Trump and knowing the way he does things, he will resign and walk away making, not excuses in his own mind, right? He will walk away giving reasons why I was blocked by this and it was a
win. You don't deserve
this.
Me.
Right. He will win this. He will not lose by being impeached. He will win by resigning. And we see that a lot. There haven't...
Well, Nixon resigned.
Right. It rarely gets to the point of impeachment, right? So... to me, that made a lot of sense. And if it ever gets to that point, he'll walk before he...
Well, you know what? And to me, it's like somebody saying, hey, that train is on the track, but that track's not finished.
Right.
That's what this is like. To me, this is a train. Like, how far down the track is that going to go before it totally off the rails?
That's what this is. It's fascinating to me to see him headed for the Middle East, right? Like that's...
Well, and to me, sharing as an American, I wonder, it's like if you were to say, yeah, I'm going to share secrets with the Iranians. Like what? As an American, who would you like less to align yourself with?
Right.
Historically, you know, you spent 50 plus years locked in a bitter Cold War of actual, and what the Cold War was... Espionage.
Yeah.
And now you're telling them,
here you go.
Hey, I am an outsider. I want to be buddies with you. So I'm going to share the dirt with you.
Well, and it seemed to be a big part of it was like,
do you have a hotline to Tehran as well? Can we just get on the blower with those guys? Yikes.
You know, it was like a power move, right? Like, look, it kind of stemmed from this. You should see the great briefings I get every morning. And look what I know. Look at all the information I have. Right. And yeah, you're the president of the fucking United States. You don't have to brag about that. Everybody knows you know everything, right?
Like that, that kid you knew when you were who said, yeah, you want to see my dad's porno mags?
Right.
And he's got a loaded gun too. And you're like, hey, creepy, freaky weirdo.
You didn't tell me your dad was gay. Yeah. No one wants to see those.
Yeah, that's exactly. Why is there a picture of, don't forget about it.
That guy's trying to jump over that other guy and he can't quite make
it. Exactly. Yes. Look at those fun-spirited guys. Get a room, fun boys.
That's about the maturity of the political conversations we're capable
this
of having.
This is it, man.
Here,
we can only, you know, keep the charade going for so long.
So they say that these types of investigations that have now been launched with an independent investigator can take up to like years sometimes.
Well, because I think it's one of those things where you want to have all your T's crossed and I's
dotted.
Is
Donald Trump still president on Christmas this year?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think it's going to be a hell of a ride between now and then.
But I think Memorial Day weekend next year, yeah. No.
Okay. You don't think he's making full term?
Not even. Not even. And I was yelling that at somebody in the street the other day.
Did that person bring it up or were you just ranting
just,
and raving at strangers at the bus
stop? He was
stop?
Wearing a Make America Great hat.
God.
So, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Anything else on this one?
Man, that's all I got.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Woohoo!
See ya.
Well, This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.